welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now today I'm taking you back to very late in the reign of Queen Mary I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 17th of September 1558, Walter Devereux, 1st Viscount Hereford, died at the Devereux seat at Chartley in Staffordshire. Devereux served Henry VIII as Joint Constable of Warwick Castle, as a member of the jury at the trial of Edward Stafford, Duke of Buckingham, in 1521, in the government of the Welsh Marches, as a steward in Princess Mary's household at Ludlow, and as Chamberlain of the Court of General Surveyors. He also served Edward VI as a Privy Councillor. But let me give you a few more facts about this Tudor man. Walter Devereux was born in around 1489, and he was the eldest son of John Devereux, 2nd Baron Ferrers of Chartley, and his wife Cecily Boucher. Cecily was the daughter of William Boucher, Viscount Boucher, and Anne Woodville, so she was a niece of Edward IV. Sometime before 1501, when he was about 11 or 12, at a very young age, Walter married Lady Mary Grey, daughter of Thomas Grey, 1st Marquess of Dorset. And in 1501, he became 3rd Baron Ferrers on his father's death. Walter and Mary went on to have 3 sons, Richard, William and Henry. His father's death meant that Walter became a royal ward, and so he went to court. In 1510, he was summoned to King Henry VIII's first parliament and was granted several stewardships, including Tamworth and Warwick, and was made joint constable of Warwick Castle. In 1513, Henry VIII chose him as captain of the ship the Great Harry Imperial, and he also served in the Crown forces at the Battle of Flodden, in which England was victorious against the Scots. In 1520, Walter attended the Field of Cloth of Gold and Henry VIII's meeting with Emperor Charles V at Gravelines. He sat on the jury at the trial of Edward Stafford, Duke of Buckingham, in 1521, and then in 1523 served as captain of the army campaigning in France. As I said at the beginning, Walter served the king in the governing of Wales. He served on the council in the Marches and was steward of Princess Mary's household in Ludlow, and his other offices included Chief Justice of South Wales and Chamberlain of South Wales, Carmarthen and Cardigan. Henry VIII's grants to Walter stirred up trouble with Welsh landowner Rhys ap Gruffydd, who feuded with Walter and even threatened him with a knife at one point. But he was eventually charged with treason and executed, so that got him out of Walter's way. In 1536, Walter's eldest son Richard married Dorothy or Dorothea Hastings, daughter of George Hastings, 1st Earl of Huntingdon. In 1538, Walter's wife Mary died, and Walter went on to marry Margaret Garnes, daughter of Sir John Garnes of Kenton, with whom he had 2 children, Edward and Catherine. In 1544, Walter took part in Henry VIII's French campaign, accompanying the king when he took Boulogne in that September, following the siege of the town. In 1549, Francis, 2nd Earl of Huntingdon, and Henry Grey, 3rd Marquess of Dorset, sided with John Dudley, Duke of Northumberland, in his coup against Edward Seymour, Duke of Somerset and Lord Protector. Walter was related to Huntingdon and Dorset by marriage, and so also supported Northumberland. Walter was appointed to the Privy Council led by Northumberland in January 1550 and was created Viscount Hereford the following month. In 1551, he was made Vice Lord Justice and Lieutenant of Stafford. In July 1553, following Mary I's successful overthrow of Lady Jane Grey, Walter was imprisoned along with others, including Huntingdon and Dorset. Dorset, who was now actually Duke of Suffolk, for their part in supporting Northumberland and Lady Jane Grey. Walter was later released but did lose a number of his offices. Walter Devereux, Viscount Hereford, died on this day in history, the 17th of September 1558. He was buried at St John's Church in Stow-by-Chartley. Queen Mary I allowed his heir, his grandson, also named Walter, to inherit his titles Viscount Hereford and Baron Ferrers of Chartley, and she also granted him several stewardships in Wales. That Walter Devereux was father of Robert Devereux, 2nd Earl of Essex, a favourite of Queen Elizabeth I. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 17th of September 1563, courtier and soldier Henry Manners, 2nd Earl of Rutland, died during an outbreak of the plague, which was rife in London that year, and which killed about 24% of London citizens. He'd served King Henry VIII, King Edward VI, Queen Mary I, and Queen Elizabeth I, and so had a long and interesting career, which also saw him being imprisoned at one point. You can find out more about him in last year's video. You'll find a link to that in the video description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.